the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, the fifth day of March, 2012. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope the new week is off to a very good start. And hopefully you have been able to dodge the cold virus that is making life miserable for so many in our community. Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Buckmaster, your host for the Buckmaster Show, now in its 10th month on KVOI, The Voice and The Voice Network, KJAA AM 1240 in Globe, and KAPR AM 930 in Douglas. We live stream the show at buckmastershow.com and at kvoi.com, and we understand that not everyone can listen to the program in its entirety live. Had a Facebook comment on the Buckmaster Show Facebook page: "Bill, I love the show, but I have to watch the local TV news at noon." Well, here's the deal. We've got you covered. Our show is on three different venues. We post the program by 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You can check it out really anytime at buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and tucsoncitizen.com. So you can check out the program whenever you want, 24/7, anywhere in the world. We are live Monday through Friday from noon to 1. Monday, we launch the Buckmaster Show with the Monday Political Face-Off, featuring one of our two teams of Buckmaster Show commentators. Today, it's the John Munger and Vince Robago team. Each team believes they're the A team. So whenever they're here, I always say,
"Yeah, but we are the A team."
Whenever they're here, I say, "These are the A. We've got the A team. This is the number one team with us." 30 minutes past the hour, we talk with Jay Blanton Belk. He is the founder and chair emeritus of the Up With People organization, which is celebrating 47 years of entertaining around the world. 45 minutes past the hour, the Tucson Festival of Books kicks off its fourth year this weekend at the University of Arizona. The big winner from this event are the literacy advocates in our community. We'll talk with one of them, Betty Stauffer, Executive Director of Literacy Connects, and we encourage you to always be part of the conversation. Buckmaster Show live line number is 790-2040. You can email questions at buckmastershow.com or submit them, as so many have been doing lately, on the Buckmaster Show Facebook page. So you can always check that out as we push toward 2,000 friends of the Buckmaster Show. Time for the Monday Political Face-Off featuring the A-Team. Bruce Ash and Paul Eckerstrom, I hope you gentlemen aren't listening. You're the A-Team too. John Munger is with us, Tucson attorney and former Republican candidate for Arizona governor in 2010, and Vince Robago, 2010 Democratic candidate for Arizona attorney general. The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by our friends Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe's specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and I know John Munger and Vince Robago both like Moe's Gallery.
That's right.
Moe's is great. That's a great rug shop, and I encourage everyone to go in there.
Yeah,
great.
Check it out. Yeah.
My wife is an artist. She uses Moe's sometimes.
There you go, Moe. Free plug for you. A little additional plug for Moe's Gallery. Let's begin with the Super Tuesday that is coming up for the Republicans. 10 states, including Ohio. John Munger, USA Today, says that some of the Republican voters in Ohio have grown weary of the talk of contraception and religion in the GOP primary campaign. Are these issues getting in the way of the economic focus that I know that so many yourself want to really focus on?
Well, I think they are. I think that the candidates need to be talking about the economic issues. The social issues are fine or are important. The interesting thing about the Republican position is that we really don't want the government involved in these moral-related positions. The problem is the Obama administration has kept intruding on the First Amendment rights of, say, of the Catholic Church, by forcing the Catholic Church to acquire contraceptive devices for their employees, et cetera. So I think the Republican candidates are intending simply to respond to those issues raised by the intrusion on First Amendment free religious rights positions by the Obama administration. But I frankly wish that the Republican candidates would stay focused on the economic issues, because those are the issues that drive the debate, should be driving the debate. And I think the misconception is that when Republicans talk in response to the Democrat intrusions on religious rights, that people think that we want the government to do something. We want the government just to stay away from our religion. And that's all we want. But it's misleading, and I'd rather simply have the Republicans talk about the economic issues.
Vince Robago.
You know, I could not disagree more with how that was just characterized. The reality is that you have a Republican Party and many of their leaders who are focusing on a policy war against women. You have it reflected in candidates that cannot leave this alone. And it is not a question of we want government out of your lives. It's just a question of they want more government intrusion to dictate whether or not a woman has control over her health care and reproductive rights. So it's hypocritical for them to say we're small government, but we want government that's so small that it's actually big enough to come into your womb and tell you what to do with it. And that's really what's happening. Now, you see that with respect to the tiredness that you see, even some of the Republican primary voters that are now expressing on these issues. They are focusing, in my view, on these issues because the problem is they can't focus on the economy because we're – like we talked about 2 weeks ago or before then, the economy is rebounding. So this is what you see. This is a desperate election ploy to focus on those social issues. And you have examples right here in Arizona to put the truth – to the absolute just mischaracterization that the Republicans are putting, just like John stated a moment ago. For example, here in Arizona, we have Terry Proud, state legislator, pushing through a bill to force schools to have a course on the Bible in public schools. You have the laws last session passed further and further restricting women's access to health care on these social issues. So it's not a question of the president and his issues of trying to make sure that all women, those who are not Catholic, those who are not of that same faith, have access in those employment situations to reproductive care and contraception. But it's a question of they are pushing a social agenda to one drum beat, and it has become a war on women with Rush Limbaugh and these others talking about outrageous comments.
That is absurd. You can't name one issue where the Republican Party and its candidates are trying to get the federal government involved in contraceptive issues. All we're saying is there should be a conscience clause where people who don't believe in that, specifically the Catholic Church, shouldn't be required to violate their conscience for what the Obama administration and frankly the big government people call the greater good. You can't outvote religious rights. You can't say just because X number of people, say a majority, want to have contraceptives, that the Catholic Church has to provide contraceptives in violation of their religious tenets. And so we're not trying to say that we want to intrude government. We want government to leave us alone. And it is government that keeps intruding on these religious rights. It is government that keeps saying you can't talk about religion. You can't do these things. We don't want the government imposing religion. We just want government to quit telling us what our religion is.
That's the exact big lie propaganda method of politics is what you just heard there. The reality is you have Republicans, and I just gave you concrete examples of here in Arizona, for example, Terry Proud pushing a Bible course
that's
in the
nothing
schools.
To do with contraceptives. It is.
No, but that's the point. You're talking
that's
about
not an
you're
anti-woman.
Talking about First Amendment. And you're talking about look, let me finish, John. You're saying you're here riding on these proposed or purported grasping onto the First Amendment and free exercise of a religion, yet you have your own state representatives pushing Bible courses in public school. Well, that's the reality of it. You refuse to accept it, and at the same time, you engage in a war on women.
We're talking about the national candidates, Vince, and the national candidates that we're talking about are not doing that. And the national candidates, the representatives at a national level of the Republican Party are not pushing anything like that. All we're trying to say is let's keep the government out of our religion and let's get the government to quit being so anti-religious. And the Obama administration has lost three times in the Supreme Court with various anti-religious positions that the federal government has taken. And the Supreme Court, including Ruth Bader Ginsburg, has voted 9-0 that the administration has overstepped its intrusions of the religious rights of people in this country. And this is just another example. So let's talk about what reality is and not pick out one local state representative. Let's talk about our national representatives.
Let's do that. Let's talk about the congressional hearings and the presidential candidates were asked about this, for example, on this issue of contraception, and where you had the Republicans who refused to allow this college student to come in and testify about health care issues. So you have essentially an all-male dominated panel making these inquiries where women are left out of the equation. You have the issue you talked about, Catholic Church. I happen to be Catholic. I happen to believe that if you're a public hospital, that is a Catholic hospital, and you have employees, that they should not be denied health care. Most Catholics don't believe you should deny other people's rights when you're working in that environment. Well, and if they don't want to take federal funds, they can completely withdraw themselves from federal funds.
Here's the problem. You can't outvote people's religious rights. The right to freedom of religion is not based upon majority vote.
That's not what I'm trying to do, Vince. Hold on.
I don't care what you or a majority think about the Catholic Church's position on contraceptives. The Catholic Church has a right to a religious position.
I agree with
that. They don't want to provide contraceptives, and you don't have a right to outvote them, period.
And on that note, we're going to switch it back to the issue that many of the voters want to talk about, the economy, when we continue on the Monday Political Face-Off. John Munger seated to the right of me, and Vince Rabago is seated to the left here in studio. We will be back with the Monday Political Face-Off as we come up on 12:17 on The Buckmaster Show. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for biodevelopment. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencium and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Welcome back. The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe's specializing in custom-frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery is located at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. While Democrats are blaming Wall Street for the high gasoline prices, John Munger and Vince Rabago with me on the Monday Political Face-Off. Vince, dozens of House and Senate Democrats are urging federal regulators to implement limits on speculative trading in energy futures that makes lawmakers are calling – they're saying that's a major factor behind the run-up in gas prices.
Well, you know, the reality is it does this kind of speculative – gambling with the future prices of gasoline does increase the prices. And my understanding, and John can maybe correct me on some of the actual numbers, it could be up to 50 cents a gallon on this gambling that these investors are doing with our future energy sources. And so the reality is it's true. These regulations were put into place last year. The agency should be imposing their own rules because this is now contrary to their rules. The problem is this particular agency is a very small agency. In fact, but for the recent efforts by Elizabeth Warren, who used to be the director of that agency, it was pretty much essentially an agency that toiled in relative obscurity.
Commodities futures trading.
Correct. She the agency also deals with other things such as like derivatives, and so the reason why this is sort of highlighted is because what happened with a lot of the Wall Street meltdown on the secondary market and trading of derivatives and so forth, that agency wanted to push for rules and when Elizabeth Warren was the head of that agency. Now she's running for U.S. Senate, of course. But and so it highlighted this unregulated hedge fund industry and these swaps and these derivatives. And so now what you have is essentially that agency, which I don't know if they have a new director yet. I believe they might. And that may be one of the reasons for their slowness in imposing these regulations.
John?
Well, I get a kick out of this. You know, the Democrats have been supported by Wall Street by almost a 2-to-1 margin. President Obama's very largest financial constituency in the last election was Wall Street. So here you have the Democrats blaming Wall Street and blaming the agency that they created in Dodd-Frank and whose director is an appointee by President Obama. And they're claiming that their own agency has not adequately regulated. Now, there's some real serious irony in that, number one. Number two, what Vince has called speculation is nothing more than what you call what happens on the stock market. Literally what happens in the commodities is every day investors come in and they say, what do I want to pay? I'm going to buy a barrel of oil. What am I willing to pay for it today? So the various people come in and say, well, today I think there's going to be less oil on the market available, so I'm going to pay an extra 10 cents or whatever. They call that gambling. I call that's the same thing that happens on the stock market. The Democrats are treating that as if it's some kind of horrible thing. It's very interesting. The last time the oil went up during the Bush administration, it was interesting that the Democrats all claimed it was Bush, Cheney, and Halliburton. Now it's their own Wall Street people. The fact of the matter is there isn't enough oil given the industrialization of the world. China's using huge amounts of oil. India's using huge amounts of oil. And oil is becoming more and more valuable per barrel. The president has cut. We are doing 40% less oil drilling on federal lands than we have done in the last 10 years. He has granted only one oil lease on offshore drilling. And we are at the lowest level of production of oil production on federal lands that we have been since 1984, and yet they're wondering why the price of oil has gone up. That's the problem.
Look, the reality is John's got it wrong on both counts. First of all, this is not an agency that was created with the Dodd-Frank Act. The Commodities Future Trading Commission has been an agency that's been around for a long time. It is not a new agency, so you can't even get the facts straight. The second thing is the other part of it is having to do with the energy and gambling on energy. Our government, through this federal agency, has said this is wrong because it's bad for our energy market. And there's nothing wrong with Democrats or Republicans saying, hey, do your job because you're increasing gas prices artificially. So if that's what's happening, we ought to be cracking down on it. Now let's get back to the issue of energy and energy independence. The reality is, on this issue, overall energy production is up. Imports are down. So overall, we're actually producing more energy than we had during the Bush years. Now, on the issue of drilling, the problem is you got drilling on the brain with the Republicans and the Republican Party, and we have a finite level of resources here. Now, if all you ever do is drill, we will never invent our way into new energies, advance our country in a progressive way, upward and onward in a positive way, if all we do is look at that one finite resource.
Vince, what we're supposed to do is pay five gallons per barrel,
$5
per barrel or per gallon, while you Democrats with your big statism want to somehow support the Solyndras and the Chevy Volt and some of these things that don't work. Why don't we do it all? Why don't we do it all, Vince? Now let's get down to what realities are. The oil that we're producing today all came on oil leases that were granted on private lands. What's happening in North Dakota, for example, that's all private lands. It isn't federal leases. What the president has done is cut back on federal leases. We are at the lowest point we have cut back 40% from 10-year limits 10 years ago, and the president is cutting back on leases. The leases that have been granted on federal lands, as you know, Vince, it takes 3 to 5 years to get a lease going. Those were federal.
Which is why
Vince,
you can't blame President Obama for today's situation.
Those are all leases that were granted during the Bush administration. Obama isn't granting anymore. And what happens with the futures market is the futures market says what's going to happen in the future. And when new leases are not being granted, people say there's going to be less oil.
The reality is that it's gambling with our energy. The government says it's wrong. There's nothing wrong with imposing that. And Republicans want to gamble and drill our way to the other side of the planet, and it's not going to work. We have finite resources, and the market will control these issues. You can't blame Obama for the market.
Yeah, I will tell you. I think the basic problem is that you liberals think that any capitalism is gambling.
Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family owned and run since 1985. Moe's is located at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. John Munger and Vince Urbago, thank you very much. Hope you both have a great week.
You too.
Thanks a lot.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Obama says the U.S. will consider all options for resolving the impasse over Iran's nuclear program, but he says that he and Israel's prime minister both prefer to solve it diplomatically. The two leaders meeting today at the White House. A U.N. envoy says the economic cost of disasters last year was the highest ever, mainly due to the earthquakes in Japan and New Zealand. The White House confirms that President Obama will speak at this year's high school graduation ceremony in a Missouri city that's still recovering from a tornado 1 year ago. And the grandmother of a 15-month-old tornado victim says she had her arm around the child when she took her last breath. The tornado also killed the girl's brother, sister, and her parents. The Dow down 21 points. More details at srnnews.com.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already, two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Ever notice how much time you spend just getting where you want to go? Travel hassles, long drives, expensive parking can all ruin your trip and create a miserable experience. Tucson International Airport has the answer. With close, easy parking, quick check-in, a short walk to your gate, and airport amenities that make traveling stress-free and enjoyable. With nonstop destinations and connections around the world, for business or for pleasure, fly TucsonAirport.com. It's the way to go.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin.
TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Welcome back. 12:34 on the Buckmaster Show. The Friends of the University Libraries at the University of Arizona is hosting a gala dinner Friday evening, March 16th, in the Grand Ballroom at the UA Student Union. It's to launch the Up With People Archive Project, bringing the global youth education and arts education organization's history to life, where its roots took hold here in Tucson 47 years ago. There are more than 1,000 Up With People alumni from the state of Arizona, 1,600 host families in Tucson alone, 22,000 alumni span the globe in more than 100 countries with a community service reach of millions in 28 countries and every state in the United States. Special Collections at UA Libraries is the repository for the Up With People Archive and the archives of the Up With People International Alumni Association, as well as the personal archives of Up With People founder and chair Emeritus J. Blatton Belk and his wife Betty Belk. Mr. Belk joins us in studio now on the Buckmaster Show. Mr. Belk, it's a pleasure. Thanks for being with us.
Nice to be with you, Bill.
How did Up With People begin? Why did you start it?
It started in the middle of the turbulent 60s when the feeling in this country was how quickly could we get these kids to be quiet. I took a different view. I thought if you get hold of that energy and find out what they want to demonstrate and build and not what they want to destroy, it might change things. And I had 5 student body presidents come and meet on my lawn here in Tucson, and I said, I'd like to have a conference. They said, we'll help you if we can have a voice about what we want to build. And we did that. That was the beginning right here.
And it grew into this just enormous around the world project and the outreach and goodwill ambassadors really to every corner of the globe.
You know, you mentioned 22,000 alumni from 108 countries, and the big hue and cry in the 60s is we want peace. And I've often said to them, peace is not just an idea, it's people becoming friends. Little trite comment, but now we have a band of youth around the world in 108 countries that will never go to war with each other.
Yeah, that's for sure. How has Up With People changed through the years?
It hasn't changed too much. We've kept our basic. We founded the program. We started in 65, and we went for 2 or 3 years. I'd become a friend of President Eisenhower, and he called me one day in 67. I was landing in a private plane in Nogales. The little lady ran out to the plane and said, Mr. Belk, the president's on the phone. Well, he was out of the White House then. He said, I've been thinking about your program. I want you to incorporate it. I was a naval officer in the Second World War. The general said he wanted to incorporate it. We went ahead and incorporated, which we did in 1968. And we were, from the beginning, apolitical, non-sectarian, 501c3 nonprofit organization.
And how did you structure it entertainment-wise? What were you looking for? What kind of a vehicle?
Well, Bill, in the 60s, music was the vehicle. How were these youth? This was a global happening. The explosion in the 60s wasn't just the USA. It was in San Marcos in Peru. It was the Sorbonne in France, Stellenbosch in South Africa. The youth of the Second World War had gone boom. Mm-hmm. And we started to capture that, and we got them aboard by saying, we'll give you a chance to have a voice on what you want to build. And music is their media, so they express their ideas in music. That's how it came about.
How about these archives?
Well, the archives to us are living archives. You know, if you say archives to students today, they think of a tomb.
Yeah, the eyes just glass over. Yeah.
There are living archives, and we're collecting them all over the world, and we're proud to have them here at the university.
How about your Tucson connection? You said you moved here, what, 1958?
58.
Yeah, and really Up With People was synonymous with Tucson for many years.
And we from this city, and you know, I had a friend in New York City named Punch Salzberger, who owns the New York Times. He was on my honorary board. He said to me one day, you would have never started his program if you'd been in New York City. We'd have sat around a big board table and said to you, this won't fly. We probably wouldn't have backed the Wright brothers, he said. But it started here because you have a space out here where you can have a vision and people let you try to start new things.
And, of course, Up With People moved to the Denver area. Was that purely an economic decision? Because I know how you feel about the Tucson area.
Absolutely. We'd grown to the place. We needed more big foundation helps, and they put up big funding, and it was strictly an economic decision.
But you've kept your home here.
Kept my home here and Up With People still. Now, the archives means in many ways we've come back home to Arizona with Up With People.
Mm-hmm. Jay Blanton Belk is our guest. He is the founder and chairman emeritus of Up With People now in its 47th year. This is going to be quite an event on Friday evening, March 16th.
It's a big event, and we invite all the public to come. We're going to do a special show of an hour, and we have some of the great artists who've performed with Up With People over the years coming, and we're going to tell the history. As you and I are talking, Bill, we're going to, you know, we went from this city to first group to go to China, first group to go to Russia. All these things are going to be personified in music at this event.
A lot of alums, as I mentioned, here in the Tucson area.
1,000 alums. We're proud of that. This state has more alums than anybody, and I'm sitting with one right over here close to me. And Mia Hansen, who runs Meet Yourself.
Oh, yeah, who runs Tucson Meet Yourself. And Mia, you probably didn't think I was going to put you on the air, but I would love to hear what you have to say, being an alum of Up With People.
Well, thank you, Bill. This is a wonderful opportunity for alumna like myself and many others out there to really contribute our own stories to this living archive. That's why I got inspired again. This gentleman, Blanton Belk, has been my inspiration for almost 40 years now since I traveled and Up With People just out of high school. I know I don't look that old, but it inspired me and has kept me going to bring people together in some small way as I got to become a part of Tucson Meet Yourself here. And, of course, that's another wonderful organization that's from here in Tucson. So we're just thrilled to be able to be a part of this. The event on March 16th is open to the public, as Blanton mentioned. Tickets are available. We have a phone number, I think, somewhere. We can let people know how to buy tickets, but we also have a website. It's upwithpeopleua.org. And the event is a fundraiser, so tickets are $125, and all of that's going to go to really kick off this archive and make this a living legacy here in Tucson. As Mr. Belk says, Up With People is back. There'll be a cast of about 120 young people landing here in just a couple of days. They'll be here for 10 days. Yeah, so they'll be here once again doing their wonderful community service work, and they'll also be featured.
It was a one-year program. Is it normally a one-year program with Up With People, and why did you get involved quickly?
It is a one-year program. Now it's a six-month or one-year program, and I got involved because I loved world travel. I love bringing cultures together, and I learned a whole lot that first year and Up With People and continue to do so.
She's one of your outstanding alums there, Mr. Bell.
The outstanding alums, and there are a lot of them.
When you think back to the way you envisioned Up With People, and here you are nearly a half century later.
Half a century there, right.
Is there a future for Up With People?
Well, you raise a very interesting point. The same amount of young people want this global experience that we started out offering. The other thing, Bill, is we do our main aim is to give young people a global experience, but to build bridges of understanding. I went up to see Carl Eller because this is our centennial.
Right.
And Carl Eller said, whether we like it or not, outside of Arizona, we're kind of looked as down with people. He said, could you change that image? I said, I don't have that amount of money, but we could do something. So what we're doing is celebrating that this state is Up With People. So I thought, well, what if we'd use this centennial to build a new kind of bridge with Mexico? Mm-hmm. 3 weeks ago, I went down to see the First Lady of Mexico, mm-hmm. Margarita Zavala, in Los Pinos, the White House.
Right, and looking at a picture of you with her right here.
Well, we had a wonderful visit. She has constantly receive the cast of Up With People when we have gone to Mexico.
How about the families? Are they still an important part of this?
We've come back to town. We've got 120 young people coming in town from 28 countries, and the families are hosting them beautifully here.
Mia Hansen, was that a big deal with you, staying with the different families?
Oh, yes. Host families were the first thing that impressed me most about the program. My parents immigrated from Denmark, and we had a lot of connection in Europe. But I stayed with over 90 host families my first year, and I still do a Christmas card exchange with one of my host families in Belgium from 35 years ago. So it's really an impactful part of the program.
Were you a singer or a dancer or what?
I was more along the dance lines.
Or are you? Maybe I should still use the
thank you. It actually guided me towards a career in dance. After up with people, I discovered I could dance a little bit and ended up becoming a dancer and choreographer and producer. And I can truly say that I am where I am today because of Up With People.
Okay, Up With People having a big gala event. That will be Friday, March the 16th, 6 in the evening to 9:30 in the Grand Ballroom at the University of Arizona Student Union Memorial Building. It's all to launch the Up With People Archive Project. Blanton Belk has been with us. He's the chair emeritus and founder of Up With People, started it 47 years ago with his wife, Betty Belk. And Mia Hansen has been talking with us as well. Mia Hansen, of course, with the Tucson Meet Yourself. She's the one of the main engines keeping Tucson Meet Yourself running. And she's had a great experience as an alum with Up With People. And for more information, Mia Hansen?
Yes, you can call 621-6431. That's 621-6431 for tickets or information.
And the web?
upwithpeopleua.org.
Thank you so much, Mia Hansen and Mr. Belk. It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Pleasure to be with you, Bill.
Thanks a lot. We will be back 12:46 coming up now on the Buckmaster Show.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
There are times when you save, and there are times when you
save big.
Whoa. Take vehicle loans, for instance. Any time of the year, Pyramid Federal Credit Union can help you save with lower rates. But now, for a limited time, we're helping you
save big.
That means rates as low as 4.5% APR when you buy or refinance a vehicle loan. Plus terms up to 60 months, whether it's new or used. You won't just save. You'll
save big.
That never gets old. Stop by any Pyramid Federal Credit Union or visit us at pyramidfcu.com to learn more. That's 4.5% APR vehicle loans for a limited time. Plus, save another 0.25% with payment options.
That's huge.
Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life. Learn more at pyramidfcu.com. 4.5% APR on vehicle loans for a limited time. Restrictions may apply. Membership eligibility required. NCUA insured.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. East Fort Lowell and Dodge for Karimi Oriental Rugs and KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
$12.50 on the Buckmaster Show. As usual, the hour is jam-packed on Buckmaster on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, and The Voice Network. Big event coming up in Tucson this weekend. The 4th Annual Tucson Festival of Books launching on the University of Arizona Mall. This free event has become one of the top book festivals in the United States. Net proceeds of the festival are used to promote literacy in Southern Arizona. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show live line is Betty Stoffer, Executive Director of Literacy Connects, which is an organization created last July when 5 literacy organizations merged to create one powerful voice to promote literacy in all its forms. Betty, how are you today?
Very good. Thank you, Bill.
Betty, tell me a little bit about the Literacy and Book Festival connection.
Well, as I understand it from the founders, one of the driving forces behind their creation of the festival was to find a way to both call attention to literacy and to support literacy here in our community. And they apparently thought, what a perfect way, but to do that through books and through people's love of reading.
Well, I mentioned that the book festival is free, but are some of the proceeds from some of the sales of the books, is that how it works, goes to literacy groups?
No, as I understand it, it's all sponsorships that that they get, because it costs, you know, it costs a great deal of money, actually, to put on the festival. So the committee that works so hard, and there's hundreds of volunteers that work all year round to make it happen, and then the weekend of the festival, there'll be like 1,500 volunteers working to make the festival really go smoothly. But those who are on the committee all year round, one of their subcommittees is the sponsorship committee that goes out and finds businesses and individuals that will make a financial contribution support to not only pay the cost, but then with what's left, they give it to literacy programs here in town.
Betty, we've talked over the years about the literacy, the issue, the challenge that you and others that are connected with literacy face in the community. Tell our listeners a little bit about how difficult a task you face.
Well, Literacy Connects, as you mentioned, is a new organization, the result of the merger of 5 literacy groups. So we work on literacy issues from birth all the way up through adulthood. And some of the things we know here in our area is that roughly 20% of adults really struggle with literacy skills to the point of really not being able to fill out an application without help, maybe not even being able to read and understand their mail without help. We also know that about 40% of 4th graders are reading below grade level, And in some schools, it's almost 60%. And then the further they go in school, that gap, you know, they just get further and further behind, which then unfortunately leads to the reality that we have an extremely high high school dropout rate. So all of these things just sort of work together to continue to keep us at a lower literacy rate than we really need to be a thriving community that attracts businesses and has good jobs.
The organizations that got together in this merger, the Literacy for Life Coalition, Literacy Volunteers of Tucson, of which you were heading up that group, Reach yeah. Out and Read Southern Arizona, Reading Seed, and Stories That Soar. Now, what happened to these individual groups?
All of the programs are still functioning, and all of their programs are continuing. We're just now working together under not one literal roof, but one figurative roof. And we're also combining and finding synergies between our programs as much as we can. For example, I was just talking to the program director for Reach Out and Read. That's a program that gets books to pediatricians. And when the doctors do well baby checkups, they actually use the book as part of their developmental assessment with the child. And then the child gets to take the book home and keep it, and the doctor talks to parents about the importance of reading to their children. And Will was just telling me how he really likes to have gently used books in those doctor's offices as well for the siblings that have come along for that well baby checkup, because they don't get a book. But he's struggled in the past with he doesn't have the volunteer power to collect the books, distribute the books. Well, we have lots of volunteers, so together we can now make that happen. So those are the kind of program synergies that we're enjoying.
What would be the best source, then, to go to your website, literacyconnects.org, for volunteers and for folks that want to get involved?
Yes, that's the place to go.
Tell me a little bit about how the literacy landscape has changed, and I hope for the better, since 2007. That's about 5 years ago that the Tucson Regional Town Hall, which had a couple of meetings all over town, a series of meetings, and literacy really turned out to be one of our community's top priorities, didn't it?
Yeah, and because the need is so great, and because community leaders really saw what an economic foundation literacy skills are. You know, if we're going to really thrive as a community, you have to have that bedrock issue well in hand. So since 2007, the coalition, the Literacy for Life Coalition, was directly formed out of that town hall in 2007. And it's through the work that many of us did around that coalition table that the whole merger really happened. So the fact that we are now together as one organization, and we did that really, we all really respect one another's work. There's a high level of trust amongst all the programs, and none of us were duplicating effort. We all do very different types of programs, but we believed by coming together we could strengthen our voice and make more of an impact together than we can make separately. What we need now is for the whole community to come on board as well, because five programs is wonderful, but we really are a community-based organization that needs the community supporting us to really get the work done. So I do encourage people to go to our website and see how they can help.
Betty Stauffer is with us, Executive Director of Literacy Connects. Betty, what would you say to a listener of this program who has a problem reading and they're embarrassed to get any help? What could be done for this person?
I would encourage them to give us a call, set an appointment, and come in. What I hear from our adult students is often that sense of embarrassment, but once they get in here, what I hear from them is how happy they are, how much their tutor cares, how glad they came in, and how much progress they're making. So I really encourage people, there's nothing to be ashamed of. Just come on in and let's get the work done and get your skills up to where you can really be proud of yourself.
Is there a cost for the service, Betty?
No, there is not.
So someone who has a reading problem, this is the first step is just either checking out the website or calling you, correct?
Yep, call at 882 1-800-800-0006 and just ask for an appointment to come in. And just it's just an interview conversation to talk about whatever their reading and writing issues are.
Betty Stauffer with LiteracyConnects.org. Thank you very much for the work you do in our community, and we'll be looking for you at the 4th Annual Tucson Festival of Books. Betty, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
Betty Stauffer with us on Literacy. She's the director of Literacy Connects. That's LiteracyConnects.org. This portion of the Buckmaster Show, presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Rancho Vistoso, a great place for Splendido. It's a true continuing care retirement community. You can find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. The Buckmaster Show is also a production of, or brought to you in part by, Flowers, Rieger, and Associates. If you're looking for a certified public accountant, we strongly recommend a visit or a call to Michael C. Flowers, certified public accountant, 2919 East Broadway, and on the web at flowersrieger.com. That's going to do it for the Monday edition of the Buckmaster Show. We will be back with you at noon tomorrow, noon to 1. And Shelley Fishman will be with us with our certified financial planner with the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. That and more. Have a great afternoon.
KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. 930 KAPR Douglas. And 1240 KJAA Globe, the Voice Radio Network.